My God, it's Thursday. I got to get going because Cubs are playing game five tonight.
Oh, boy.
The Hokies are playing college football tonight.
That's right.
Shit, we got to hurry through this thing. Somehow.
How excited are you?
If you can,
I want
pick,
to fast forward to the end of the podcast. Sorry.
You can only have one. You can only have one win tonight. What team is winning?
Cubs.
Really?
The Cubs. Yeah. 108 years.
Yeah, but this one game, they can still win two more. They could beat Kershaw at home. They
can't take that. Well, maybe Kershaw at home. I can't take that
Tech,
chance.
Tech loses, they're out of the ACC championship.
I don't think they're going to win it anyway. So it's all premature.
All right.
I don't know if they beat Miami tonight. That's a tough.
I think
that's a great question.
They're going to cover Miami too.
What's the spread?
Five. They're giving five.
They're giving five at home.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Let me triple check.
Kind of pisses me off. Oh, they played terrible last week. Their whole thing being 17th, that was a little premature. It just was.
Really?
Yeah, they played really well, but they got some issues. They do.
Hmm. Okay.
Anyway, I forgot to introduce everybody. Mark is here, of course, from Berkeley. Jay from Plymouth. Trudy is our professional broadcaster from WCSX 94.7. Join Trudy and Jim tomorrow from 6 to 10.
Yeah.
What are you doing tomorrow? Do you know anything exciting?
Yeah.
In the radio world.
90s catchphrases.
90s catchphrases. Are the 90s huge in classic rock right now?
Well,
you should think so.
Just went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. What do you think of selections, by the way? We didn't get to talk to you about that.
Yeah, I was bummed out that Janet Jackson got in. I heard you guys talking about it too. But then it's been her week. She really scored big time twice because, you know, she got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame selection, and her music, Nasty, is huge now.
I'm amazed by that. From that one stupid comment Trump made,
dumb.
Yeah. Nasty is just like everybody's downloading Nasty now because of that. No,
wow.
It's true.
The public is a scary, scary group, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like the people going to flight school after Top Gun.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yep.
Or adopting the dog that's in the movie, the cute dog that's in the movie. It turns out to be a
yeah.
What's
going to
happen when jack off reach around gets big?
People are going to start jacking off and reaching around. So that's a good thing.
That's true.
I got to find that.
Kicking ass.
I got to find that thread. I was telling Drew and Trudy before the show that on Facebook, you know, they put the jack off reacher rules on there. And one was anything can be a weapon. That's when he breaks the window and chokes that guy.
Oh.
And the comments underneath are just brilliant because he has a gun when he did it. So it's like, yeah, anything can be a weapon. To discard it and use your gun or making fun of his height. Oh, they're really, really good.
I think the jack-off reach-around response by the public will be guys who are 5'2 and under will start trying to beat the shit out of guys who are 6'6.
Good luck.
That'll be the trend.
How silly.
A bit quick one. Yeah, he's getting really bad reviews.
Is he really?
I saw 2 stars. I think
good.
USA Today gave him 2 stars, I believe.
Good.
They talk. It's mostly about. It's not so much about how idiotic it is that this tiny person is beating everyone up. Apparently, the plot is really convoluted too.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, the first one.
It's based on a really well-selling book, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but they've dicked around with it big time. I mean, they've already done one already.
Yeah.
So they've probably used the best parts of that plot. And
right.
I mean, who cares?
And the huge complaint the last time was that Jack Reacher's like 6'1" and.
Yeah,
of course. How ridiculous!
A foot shorter.
So, as far as the rest of the Hall of Fame, you didn't have any.
Oh no,
Tupac was getting some heat over here.
Yeah, no, Tupac was. I kind of like some Tupac.
How about Journey?
But I don't know that
Journey make you feel a little ill.
Yeah, I've never been a big Journey fan. You're either all in, or you think that's corporate rock.
I guess they have to
I'm
go
on that
in.
Side. But I liked the Zombies. I thought that was great.
Yeah, that was a good pick.
Some
I agree.
Of their music, and was like, wow, that's cool. And
that's, you know, they are a giant band in the UK. They're still together, aren't they?
I don't know, but
I
saw their video back in the 60s for She's Not There.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool video. It's groovy, you know, because they're all at a party dancing. And yeah, and it's kind of shot really well, kind of funny. And there's like, you know,
so there were precursors on the video scene.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of ahead of its time for.
Yeah, I mean, I was amazed to find out they're still out there.
Yeah,
I mean,
me too.
After all this time, they had really 2 hits in the 60s. And
yeah.
That Odyssey and Oracle is just a monster album.
And what else? I mean, if I've forgotten. It's only been 2 days, so I'm completely...
Pearl Jam.
Oh, Pearl Jam was great, yeah.
Jane's Addiction.
MC5. Yeah.
MC5, the jams.
No, we didn't talk much about MC5. That's really a phenomenal pick, because MC5 were so hugely influential.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Everybody in rock and roll says that.
How that band, it just never happened for them. I mean, when they were just on the cusp of success, and, you know, Iggy was really with them. They were living with Iggy. It was like a communal living, a socialist kind of environment, yeah. Man.
They used to pass the clap back and forth.
They did
gross,
that, too.
Gross.
They sure did.
It sounds like they're sharing it.
They were the only
band. You guys want some clap?
They were the only band to play at the 68 Democratic Convention, which was, of course, became a riot, a veritable riot. They were in Grant Park, and the way the story goes, they were, I think, about halfway through their set when the cops just swarmed the park,
yeah.
And everyone took off in every direction, and they somehow got their equipment in a couple cars and tore ass out of there.
Whoa, resourceful Michiganders.
Exactly.
And John Lennon was... What performed at the, what was the rally to free John?
Oh, John Sinclair, yeah, their manager, exactly, in Ann Arbor.
Was it 20 for 2? Is that what it was? Or
2 for 10. 10 for 2. 10 for 2.
10 years for 2 joints.
10 years for 2 joints.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's not a bad song, John Sinclair. It's not John Lennon's greatest song, but I mean, anybody, does, time John Lennon does a song about you, that's got to say something.
Well, yeah, back in those times, too, yeah. So, right, you're right, they didn't get what they needed. And so now they're finally getting the respect that they needed. That's good. That's real cool.
They got a documentary out about 5 years ago. It still is not mainstream available for some reason. It's tied up in court.
What the hell is it all?
I know. And you know what? It's the best documentary. It's so good because one of them was a fledgling filmmaker. And so he shot everything when they were in high school.
Wow, really?
And yeah, in the early days of the band, there's a lot of video footage, and a lot of it was saved, and it was very good, and it was one of the coolest documentaries I've ever seen, honestly. I really liked it.
So if they're in, if they get in, this could be sort of the rebirth of the MC5, kind of like a phenomenon with them celebrating
honestly,
documentary.
I feel like they are critically respected as much as they probably should be, or close to it. It's just that they never had the album that sold any record. I mean, they never made any money.
Is that what it's about, man? Selling records?
That wasn't what it was about.
I think there's a couple of them alive that would tell you that they wouldn't mind having a few more bucks.
Yeah.
Are there a couple still alive?
Yeah, Wayne Kramer.
Okay.
I think we've got 2 of 5 are still with us. 2 or 3, maybe.
Remember we were talking about Pearl Jam and how only 2 of the drummers are getting in?
Yeah.
One who is left off is very upset.
How long was he in the band, or when was he in the band?
He took over right after Matt Chamberlain left when 10 came out. So he toured.
He's on 10 or he toured on 10?
I think he's on 2 of the 10 songs, but he toured with 10, and then he's on Versus and Vitology.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's really pissed that he's left off. He said,
I think I'd be pissed too.
Really? Well, yeah. I mean, why not put them all in, right?
I mean, that was when they made their name.
Why not Jack Irons, too? You know, was with them for a short time. Big Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer for a while, too.
I don't know if I can go with 4 drummers getting in.
5.
5?
Yeah.
And they're putting 2 in?
Think how cool that jam would be. You'd have 5 kits behind Pearl Jam.
Oh, my God.
Like when Guns N' Roses did 2.
You know, that's
Adler.
Isn't that just crazy? Why have they had 5 drummers? I mean, the other band members are absolutely stable as hell.
Tight as hell, yeah. Well, Chamberlain left, so the first one left. The one who's complaining is Dave, what's his name?
Abruzzi.
He sounds like a real dick of the group. Of the drummers, at least.
What's his complaint?
They love Matt Cameron, who's been with them for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was just a fine opportunity to see what Pearl Jam has to say in response. Let's see if they do the right thing.
Oh, so he's being the Steve Miller of this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Except he's not going in.
Right.
It'll be interesting. He's not going in, right?
He's going to pitch on the sideline.
He is not going in. He's pissed.
Oh, okay.
It'll be interesting to see the spin that is put on it. That band and its management have never been ones to shy away from when an injustice is done. Let's see if they still have the courage to fight the good fight. Because that's the thing. It's not Pearl Jam that decides, right?
But Pearl Jam, Pearl Jam seems like if they're true to themselves, being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame shouldn't mean anything to the members.
Right.
Now, if they're going in and they want to accept it, that's fine, but it shouldn't matter, man.
How ridiculous.
As good as you are.
Is Eddie's speech going to be? It's going to be so awesomely ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Although he's really mellowed out over time.
He might surprise you. I don't know.
He will, yeah, because lately he's sort of been popping off about politics a bit, so.
Has by, you know what?
By then, though, it'll all be calmed down. So
it's interesting. You don't really see the musicians out for this campaign like you have in the past, right?
Not like I would think.
Bruce,
not like I would expect.
Katy Perry.
Bruce is friends. Bruce is apparently like close friends with the Donald Trump sexual assault accuser today.
What?
Yes, she's friends with Bruce Springsteen.
How did that come out? Did she say, hey, by the way, I'm friends with the boss.
I don't know. They just announced it in the story like it's something we all already knew.
Oh, my God. It's so rigged.
Yeah, it's totally rigged.
The boss is rigging things now.
The story is a little weird, by the way. I mean, for one thing, there's witnesses. According to her, Trump is with a group of people when he does this.
Yeah.
And he says something like, hey, look at this. You know what she said? She felt terribly objectified. She's wearing a short skirt. He says, look at this.
Objectifying women is not a crime.
Well, presidents aren't supposed to objectify women. But
of course not. But men do objectify women.
Yeah, that's not what she was pissed about, though. He apparently took her hand in his hand and ended up putting one hand on her right breast.
What kind of move is that?
I don't know. None of these moves make much sense to me. I mean,
he put
her
hand on her own.
No, he put his own hand on, but he was holding her right hand. Apparently, I don't know, restraining her.
She like reached, like they like, reached to shake hands, but he like grabbed the arm and then brushed her boob. I thought, right or no?
Well, let's see.
Read the description again, and you guys act it out. Trudy, you play the role of the girl.
Okay.
It's frottage, right?
Yeah.
Accidental.
Not sure it's frottage. Let's see here. Let's see what she said. I must have misinterpreted this.
No, I'm sure I did. It seemed really weird, her description.
What number is she?
She's 10? Number 10.
Yeah.
Okay, this stupid long story. I can't even find where it is. Oh, here you go. Okay, I was waiting and Donald Trump approached me. I knew who he was, but I never met him. He's with a few other men. I was quite surprised when I heard him talking to the other men about me. He said, hey, look at this one. We haven't seen her before. Look at those legs. As though it was an object rather than a person. She wanted to say, then walked up to me and reached his right arm and grabbed my right arm. Then his hand touched the right inside of my breast.
The right inside of my breast? So how did he go from right arm? Did he go around the boob?
She doesn't say which hand it is. That's what I was kind of confused about.
That's a weird move.
I was in shock. I flinched. Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? That's what he said to me.
What a dick. That's the worst part of the story.
I'm not sure what's the context of him saying, don't you know who I am?
Well, he wants her to give it up because he's entitled.
But he took it.
What do you mean?
He took it. He touched her boob.
Yeah, but he wanted to go further.
With his buddy standing there?
Yeah, he wanted to show him what a big man he is.
He's rich, though.
Did she comment on how tiny his hands are or aren't?
She did not. She said, I felt intimidated, I felt powerless, and my car pulled up and I got in after I closed the door. My shock turned to shame. I felt ashamed I was wearing a short dress and high heels. Well, that's damn right. You invited it. You asked for it.
You asked for it.
He's closed. Her fault.
He's closed.
I wonder if he likes his small hands, the way they look on chicks' boobs.
Makes the boobs look bigger. That's right. This girl's really pretty. I mean, he can't do the old look at that, look at her. You know.
Let's see her.
This is a bad picture of her here.
But the picture in the tree is a good picture of her, I think.
In a tree?
She's hanging out in a tree.
Oh, yeah.
You know the chick that Clinton assaulted in yesterday's news?
Yeah.
The reporter?
Did you know she's a life coach?
Oh, God.
I know. That's funny. I'm
going to be a life coach for people.
I know I should have just...
How do you get into that?
Look at this picture of her, Trudy. She's really pretty.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And, you know, now when she's at the press conference, first of all, she's making this really bummed out, pissed face, which makes her less pretty.
Right.
Are you looking at her? Are you looking at her yoga page?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's very Melania-esque.
She's very flexible.
She's a type.
I think you would have had a lot of fun with her.
Don't you know who I am?
You're a life coach.
No, that's the other girl.
A life coach? What the...
Hey, you can do it.
People really make a living as life coaches.
Go out there and do it.
Don't they just call them trainers in gyms, though?
No, they're the
these are people
call.
That yeah, they guide your entire life, don't they?
Yeah,
they tell you no, don't invest in that, invest in this or
one thing to tell
should,
you how to
you
get along
wear
with
the
people.
Cute dress today,
yeah.
No, you shouldn't quit that job. You should stay there for a couple more years and then maybe look for another opportunity. I mean, basically every major decision you make is done in conjunction with your life coach, isn't it?
I've got a really tough interview coming up. Well, you can do it. Go get them. I mean, isn't that really what it is?
Yeah, I think so.
It's just affirmation from somebody who you pay money to.
So much
who's going to be on your side.
I want to be a life coach.
Wouldn't it be great?
Yeah. Look up. Can somebody Google what does a life coach get paid?
Sure.
Another Trump story today. Did you hear about Ivanka Mulatto Cock?
Yeah, yeah. What? She wanted to see one.
What? Well, she did an interview with this guy, and she said something about, it was about her father, and she said, that was weird. I've never heard him talk that way before. And he said something about, well, I've heard you talk about mulatto cocks, because he said that privately he had said to her in a previous conversation when he didn't even know her very well, she just suddenly spit out, I've never seen a mulatto cock.
When she said she wanted to.
Yeah. Oh, why? Right.
What's wrong with that?
She's never seen one.
What's wrong
What's
with
so
that?
Special about that?
I mean, it's kind
well,
of...
Well, mulatto, I guess, is a term that people don't like anymore. People
it's a little antiquated, yeah.
Yeah. Someone is even saying it's racist. Why is it racist?
Racist? Oh, I don't know.
I guess it refers to the original meaning of it has to do with a mule.
Biracial people. Oh, yeah. I think
I guess
right,
that's
yeah.
what's offensive.
I did not know that.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that either.
Fascinating.
I just thought it was somebody who came from a black parent and a white parent.
Right.
But
yeah.
Whatever.
Okay.
They're better.
But the question is, did she ever get to see one?
Descriptive.
I don't think so.
She's been married for a while now.
She was quite taken aback by this. She said, of course, in that oh-so-Trumpian way, said she never said that. I want to see a mulatto cock. I'm a little bit inclined to believe her. That doesn't. I mean, can you see her spewing off and saying, I don't know what to think anymore.
Why not, Trudy? Have you ever seen one?
No.
Would you like?
But have you ever said to someone, "I've never seen a mulatto cock"?
No, I've never said that.
I believe you.
No.
It's a strange thing
I don't really
to say.
Think I've ever fill in the blank.
Here's a Google. Here's a Google image search for it, Trudy.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, what's going on there?
Oh, no.
Oh, what's going on? Oh, my God. Wait a sec.
Mark.
Mark. What do you mean, what? Drew's like, what? Oh, check out all these pictures, Drew. Pretty hot. Let's just say there were more penises than I prefer in a couple of the pictures.
Would you search on mulatto cock?
Yeah, that's the image search. Now I don't. I'm never going to get that out of my brain.
Me either. Thanks.
Well, now we have one up on Ivanka. We've
now
seen
we
it.
Know.
I think the funniest thing today regarding the election is Stephen Baldwin saying that Alec was not funny on Saturday Night Live.
Ah, jealous.
What is wrong with him? I mean, well, we know lots wrong with Stephen. I mean, he's...
No, maybe he didn't find it funny.
Stupid, not handsome.
Yeah, stupid, not handsome. The least good-looking Baldwin brother.
Right.
Now I'm confused. Wait, he's not the one that gave you his card, right? Not
no, he is.
Yeah.
That is
the one.
One.
Oh,
yeah.
He is the one.
Yeah, my Stephen.
Wow.
Do you have the card?
No, not me. No, I left it home.
Was it almost disappointing that it wasn't another Baldwin?
Yeah, it was.
I mean, it's kind of cool that it's a Baldwin, period. But
oh, yeah, if it wouldn't.
It's the wrong
Baldwin. Alec, I might have.
Danny or Stephen? Which one do you prefer?
Back then, he was hot.
Yeah. Alec was definitely the hot Baldwin, brother,
yeah.
No doubt.
He was hot back then.
What's happened to the skinny Baldwin?
Billy?
Billy.
Billy's a skinny one.
What is he doing now?
No idea.
I haven't heard anything from him in forever.
Yeah. And the last we heard out of Dan was he was nude running around a hotel, right?
Yeah, right. With porn cranking. He was nude and bloody, wasn't he?
That's what I forgot. With porn cranking.
I'll never forget that detail.
Nor should you.
No, of course not.
So he just, I don't want to be a party pooper, but I don't think it's very funny.
Well, he was acting like, because I saw him talking to somebody, he was like, oh, this is a really serious election and some really important things you need to determine. So what, you can't make a joke about any of it ever?
Oh, wow.
He's jealous because he didn't get the job.
Who's the person that said, we got to get Stephen Baldwin's opinion on the election and his brother's portrayal of Donald Trump?
His celebrity net worth, by the way, is $500,000.
Really?
Stephen Baldwin. Wow. Wouldn't you think he'd be worth at least a few million?
Running on fumes.
Huh?
Oh, that's Billy Baldwin.
That's Billy.
No, they both are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. They're That's, boy, to have the Baldwin name and not even be a millionaire, I think is shows extreme underperformance. Yeah. there was a list today of the traffic parking licket scoff laws.
Really?
Yeah, and I think we should. Joey came up with some phone numbers. It's always fun to call the scoff laws and remind them that you got to pay your parking ticket bills, or try to find out, you know, what's going on. Why are you always getting all these parking tickets? Because these people got anywhere from 34 parking tickets to 70 parking tickets.
Oh, wow.
And didn't pay any of them. Joe, you want to point out maybe which one we should call first?
Have you seen the nerdlinger that goes to Stanford that has made an artificial intelligence lawyer to fight parking tickets?
No.
It's a computer program. He had a bunch of parking tickets, and he just thinks it's BS that you pay somewhere to park, and then you overstay the meter, and then next thing you know, you have a $70 bill because he's in Palo Alto.
Oh, yeah.
So he went through. He was so mad, he went through and looked up every parking law and loophole that he could find and created this algorithm, and you go online, and you ask the computer asks you questions, and it has like a 60% success rate of getting out of parking tickets.
Wow, that's cool. If only to be brilliant, you could do that.
One of the ways he said he got out of a ticket was he actually measured the spot, and the spot was too small, so they threw out the parking ticket.
Oh, a car wouldn't fit in it?
No, it fit, but it was just a few inches smaller than what
regulation's
supposed to be.
Why am I?
And of course, now everybody wants to hire this guy, and he won't sell his company.
These tickets, by the way, they've raised the price of all the tickets in Detroit, so that's one thing people are a little extra pissed about. And they lay boots on those cars all the time.
Do they really?
Yeah. I'm surprised these people can get this many tickets without getting a boot, but maybe they stop.
Didn't they used to have a show, a TV show, Detroit?
Yeah, Ponytail.
Yeah, they did. Ponytail used to call it.
Parking Lot Wars.
Oh, right.
Ponytail rule. There you go, Trudy.
What do you call him, Dante?
Nasty.
Yeah, Dante was leading the league in tickets. Dante had 67 tickets.
Wow.
He owes $6,500.
Whoa. License and registration, please.
Dante T. Williams.
Hello.
Dante.
Hello?
Oh, is Dante there?
Who?
Dante. Is this
you got the wrong number.
Is this the Williams residence? Oh, okay, lady.
Bye-bye.
She never said goodbye.
I don't know if I believe her. Yeah, we should call her back, but we have too many other people to call.
That's how Dante gets out of all his traffic tickets. She answers and says he doesn't live there.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
We're tracking him down.
There could be people who've been hipped to this because Channel 7 was running around knocking on doors.
God, it'd be so hard to track people down.
I know.
In the city of Detroit.
They were finding him. You want to try Zana Onish Chuck? Oh, who are you calling?
Calling her back.
Oh, Dante?
Oh, boy. Oh, yikes.
License and registration, please.
Oh, boy.
She's watching the news, man.
She's probably arguing with Dante to answer the phone right now. Sick of covering for him.
Hello?
Yeah, Dante.
Told you.
No, this is not Dante.
Oh, it's not? Are you sure? Because I think, you got 67 tickets.
Who dis?
Parking tickets. We're just trying to help
Hello?
Out.
Hello?
Who dis? New phone.
Yeah, we were just disconnected previously. I was trying to help.
He didn't say goodbye. He didn't say goodbye either.
Hello.
He didn't by rights. We should call him back. We have too many people, too many scofflaws to take care of.
That was so Dante. He's not fooling me.
Ayanna Mosley from Oak Park. She's in Oak Park and she has all these tickets downtown. What the hell is she doing?
She's right down the street.
Yeah.
Let's just send Joe to her house.
I'd be worried about
man on the street.
From Oak Park getting a bunch of tickets downtown, I would just figure they would really bust you at some point.
Yeah.
Hello?
Ayanna.
Hello?
Ayanna? Ayanna.
Yes?
Yeah, how you doing? It's Drew, Mark, and Trudy. We're calling from our internet broadcast, and we want to let you know you have one of the most parking tickets unpaid in the city of Detroit, and you need to pay your bill. It's $3,668. Did you know that?
Okay. Yeah, I know that.
We having trouble keeping up with the bills?
Yep.
Yeah. It's a bitch, isn't it?
Sure is.
Wow. Well, you sound really bummed out. I'm sorry I had to give you the news, but we've been assigned this project to let people know.
We don't like it either.
Where
what are you doing? You're just calling to tell me this? I know this.
Oh, you, well, we want to make sure you knew it. Is there anything we can do to help?
What do you mean?
Well, the balance apparently has stayed the same for quite a while. It appears that nobody's been paying these tickets at all. So I don't know if we just needed to maybe give you a call every month to remind you that you still owe money. I don't know. We could do that. Would that help?
No.
Whose voice you want me to pay for?
Anna, where is it that you park that you get the tickets? Do you know offhand? Was there something? Was there confusion about whether it was illegal to park there?
No. I lived on campus, and I parked in front of my dorm every day.
Did you ever think of putting the old parking tickets in the window every time you parked?
Sorry?
Like, you put the old ticket in your window every time you parked, so they think that they already gave you a ticket?
Does that work?
Did you ever try that?
It's
a good move. You did do that?
Did.
It worked a couple times.
Told you. See? That's a brilliant move.
Nice going, Anna. I'm glad to
Rookie
hear that.
Lady.
We're going to have to pass that along to some of the other scofflaws.
And then when you came out to a new ticket, did you just laugh like, I'm never paying this, and just chuck it into the glove box? Or did you rip it up and throw it up in the air like confetti?
Is this real? What is this call about? This is so funny.
This is real. No, it's our internet show, actually, and we were calling the number one league leaders in unpaid parking tickets in the city of Detroit, and you're in the top 10, Ayanna.
Come on, Ayanna. You can get to number one. Let's go. Go park that car.
Are you crazy? This is so funny.
Yeah, you got to either pay this thing off or get more tickets and reach the top.
Yeah, number one.
You're about, let's see, well, you have 47... tickets. You need 23 tickets to be the top person, the most unpaid parking tickets.
You can do it.
Hell no.
You can do it.
Would that be, how long did it take to get 47 tickets?
Just one school semester.
Wow. What'd you say? One school semester.
Oh, one semester?
Were you going to Wayne State?
Yeah.
Oh. Are you still going?
And now I go to Oakland University now.
Oh, what are you taking?
HR.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Now, how many parking tickets have you gotten up at Oakland U?
None. I actually haven't got a parking ticket yet.
Hey, I have an idea. Maybe you should say that this is an old bill left over from Wayne State. Take it to your parents and just say, I don't know, we apparently forgot to pay this, so can you help me out?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they know about these tickets.
Oh, they do?
Oh, no.
Is the car in your parents' name?
No, mine.
Oh, it is. But how do they know?
Because I told them. My license is suspended, so they know.
Oh, boy. This has been kind of an issue.
How do you get
what is this again?
I'm going to pay you, but I shouldn't.
Who are you?
It's Drew, Drew, Mark, and Trudy. It's our internet radio program.
Drew, Mark, and Trudy?
Yep.
Yeah.
Am I on the radio right now?
Kind of.
You're on the internet. Actually, not on the radio. It's an internet radio show. It's a podcast.
No one listens. Don't worry.
God, so people are laughing. I said, this is a joke, right?
Hey,
well, no, it's not a joke. We're informing people on the list that that they're behind in their parking tickets. We're trying to help.
It was assigned to us.
And y'all cracking jokes and y'all laughing with everybody, too?
It was assigned to us.
Yeah, yes, we are. They said if you're light, if there's a little bit of a joking air about it, it helps people.
I mean, admit this phone call is making you feel a little bit better about the parking tickets, right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
You're not alone.
Well, good. Yeah, you're not. You could be, let's see, who is it? Dante Williams, who owes $6,500. He's got 67 tickets. That's the guy you're trying to catch if you want to be number one.
I'm not trying to be number one in price of tickets. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, Ayanna, I want to wish you the best of luck, and thanks for being a good sport, at least.
No problem. You guys have an awesome show.
Okay, good luck. Oakland. Well, have an awesome show. How cool.
Yeah. Huh.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. I so knew that trick was going to work. If you put an old parking ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because maybe a little sympathy, or they forget they already gave one to you.
If I had a bunch of parking tickets, there's no way I would tell my parents if the car wasn't in their name. There's no way. She must have had to ask him for money, though.
That's kind of what I thought is maybe, Mom!
Good move going to Oakland.
Pay for this!
They have parking lots.
I know.
I wonder what role that... I should have asked her what kind of role, how big a role that played in her transferring.
Well, you've been down by Wayne State. There's plenty of parking garages. Do you think the parking in front of the dorm is just a little closer?
Yeah.
And maybe she didn't want to walk across the street to the parking garage.
And maybe she was coming home late and she didn't want to walk too far in the dark, too.
Yeah, it was dangerous. She didn't want to get mugged.
I wish she was still on the line so we could tell her that's a good excuse.
I used to get so many parking tickets in school in Ann Arbor.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Did you pay them yourself?
My senior year, because I lived further away, so I would drive and park. When I was interning, because I would just leave the show and then go to class and park, never put a coin in the meter because I knew I'd be way too late. So I'd just park and go to my classes for the day and then come back. Oh, there's a $10 ticket.
Did you pay the tickets yourself?
Yeah. Oh,
you
yeah.
did?
Wow. I think so. Yeah.
How many did you get?
A handful.
Oh, a handful. That's a handful. Not that many.
The best was then there's there were structures. I don't think they're still there in Ann Arbor that are for only for faculty or employees. Just park in there because there's no... You know, there's no barrier to let you in or out. You just have to have a sticker, and you could get away with parking there so much.
Oh, good.
That's but occasionally cool. Somebody would go by and look, and then you'd get an even bigger ticket.
Hey, Jane, you want to try Zana Onishchuk?
I tried. No answer.
What?
Oh, no answer?
What kind of name is that?
Zana.
I know. I think we got a couple more, don't we?
You know, Zana really gets it. Me. Yeah, Zana really gets me.
I can't remember her name. What is it?
Zora.
Zora, that's right.
Do you remember that, Trudy?
Oh, yeah. The Bachelor, wait.
Joe Millionaire.
Joe Millionaire.
Millionaire, right. Zora.
God, Joe Millionaire, he needs to have another show. He was so awesome.
I don't care. They just develop a show for Evan Marriott.
Oh, by the way, speaking of shows, I asked Lorenzo Lamas about, we interviewed him.
Hot or Not?
Yeah, Hot or Not, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what did he say?
He has no regrets, does he?
That was the worst thing I'd ever done.
What?
That's so much crap for that, he said, and he felt like it. And I was like, well, it may not have been bad if it was chicks picking on chicks. And he goes, oh, no, it's not great to pick on anybody. So he's like,
Lamas.
Really? He was laughing about it when we talked to him.
He still has the pointer when we were talking
He probably thought that Trudy's going to come down on him for it. He probably thought, oh, this girl's probably going to beat me up for this.
He goes, with the laser pointer and everything, just how much
That's what made it really
shit he took for that.
That was really bad. Yeah, but isn't it funny? I mean, you could never get away with that now. It wasn't that long ago.
I know.
It was like 10 years ago, but you could not do that show now.
I suggested he start
Thanks,
up again.
Obama.
Yeah. Really?
I know. Aren't things moving a little too fast in the right direction?
Yeah.
In that respect? I mean, until they can make everything else work, do we have to be so perfect in our behavior?
Because that's what, you know, I mean, it's for fun, right?
Well,
I guess not at the expense of those people, but.
The fairness of Hot or Not, it got a lot of crap back when it was on the air, though. I mean, they pulled it, right? Didn't they pull it?
They pulled it for that reason?
I think so, yeah.
Was it really? Mm-hmm. But it ran for a good while.
I still like the idea of dividing the country up into hot zones. We have 50 states, we need 6 hot zones.
Wait, what were the hottest zones?
They just divided the map into 6 different hot zones by population,
areas?
I think.
Weren't there areas, though, that were hotter than others?
As in the people were hotter?
Yeah, like states where...
Was that what the hot zones were? That
I
wasn't
thought
the
they just divided the country up into hot zones.
Huh.
I don't think they knew what they were doing.
Well, he's a helicopter pilot. Flying tourists over the Grand Canyon, he says.
Weird story, Trudy.
I know.
When Trudy told me that, Mark, I immediately said, okay, it's got to be Lorenzo Lamas' helicopter flying deal.
You
fly with a celebrity.
Pay extra. And he said, no. He said, some people don't even recognize him.
Oh, and that bums him out.
And that he had to ask his boss before he went to do this play that he's in, this Broadway
what?
Musical. I don't know. That's what he says.
What's Lamas' celebrity net worth, Jim?
Lamas.
Oh, good question.
His dad was a big famous soap opera actor.
Fernando.
His mother was a swimmer, right? Olympic swimmer?
He's got it.
Wait, what's her name? Esther?
Arlene Dahl.
Arlene Dahl, that's right.
Yeah.
Are you hot?
$9 million.
Are you hot?
Need to fly those choppers?
$9 million. What an a-hole. He told me such a lie then. He acts like he's real common.
Well, this is celebrity net worth. I mean, it could be off.
No way.
It is possible.
He's a nice guy, though. He was really
well. The best thing about Lorenzo being Lorenzo Lamas is he's so good looking that he doesn't have to spend money on chicks.
True.
So I mean, his lifestyle is basically free.
He's a chick magnet. He was in the Grand Prix when I drove the Grand Prix.
Oh my God, was he in the Grand Prix?
Yeah. Oh yeah, with a ponytail and you know, the whole thing.
And you know, it's weird. We don't get celebrities like that around here very often.
Yeah.
Right. But I remember when he got out of his car. You know, and those driving suits are cool. Just awesome. You must have. Could you keep yours?
No. Back.
You should have not. You should have failed to return it.
Just pretended I didn't know where it was.
I don't know what happened to it. It's crazy. Somebody stole it. Oh my God. When he got out of his car, there were actually shrieks.
Oh yeah.
Here's a sample of Are You Hot?
Tall, handsome.
I feel that I'm blessed by the way that I look, and I feel that I have my own sense of style and my own sense of self. And
this is the girl at one.
I feel that that's sexy.
Randolph, we'll start with you.
Oh, Chantel, you are so special in this competition turd? Because you do have your own style. You look great. The
Who is that turd?
Together, I don't know. You are runway ready.
Rachel?
You don't push it too
Rachel
far.
Hunter.
You're not like spilling your boobs all over the place and sticking your crutch all over the place and, you know, showing your ass off too much.
Well, I would deduct her for that.
I think you'd probably be more the one who would end up on the front of a magazine more than any of the other girls.
Thank you, Rachel.
Lorenzo, your final critique.
Thank you, Rachel.
You know, the last time I saw you, it was with the red boots glasses that I wanted you to take off, and he wouldn't take them off. And then, you know, you had this gap between your legs, which is still there, by the way. But you've made me completely forget about it. Because your energy is so hot tonight.
He's wearing yellow sunglasses.
Wait, the gap between the legs, wasn't that something that he liked? That specific, very specific gap when women hold their legs together?
Reason, I thought he didn't like it. Like he wanted it just to barely touch.
So hard to tell. He's so good looking.
He would hate Miley Cyrus with her wide taint.
Yeah, he would deduct points for that.
You know what?
Obviously.
Why they could bring this back on Trump TV. Trump could host it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Sit and judge people.
Did you see where Miley was performing? This is a few days ago, and she went into the crowd, and people were like grabbing her crotch and her boobs,
she
was just letting them. She wasn't even fighting them off.
Cool.
Wow. So yeah. People do grab people's crotches, and he's right.
Well, she went into the crowd. It was some wild event too. But
everybody
in
that audience getting tested for STDs now.
Oh boy!
She was just smiling and going with it. She didn't care.
I think she loves all of it.
Surprised
really
somebody
does.
Didn't just stuff it in there.
Oh God!
She just lands on it. Oh my God! I can't believe that. Chance of that.
Wow.
I wonder how many people lost their jewelry, their watches and rings. They shook her.
Class rings.
Everything.
Car keys.
Everything just spilled out.
Wow.
Oh, there's Lamas' laser pointer. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Sex appeal.
Oh, nice quality.
I got a tip for you. Squeeze those sides really tight. No, listen, guys, okay?
He's got that right. I didn't realize how right on the crotch he had it.
9.8 on the face. You're gorgeous. Your sex appeal is a 9.9.
Oh, my
God. This was prime time?
You could, yeah,
that was prime time. Absolutely prime time.
Wow.
Well, this was around the time when that other stupid show I was talking about, Are You Hot?
This is Are You Hot.
Okay, what was my show called? With the guy who said his...
Scotty Too Hottie?
I love your eyes.
His eyes popped?
Yeah, his eyes popped. He changed shirts so his eyes would pop.
Yeah.
We're trying to find the most beautiful person in America.
Oh.
And actually, they were looking for inner beauty, but they didn't tell them that.
Really? They were looking for inner beauty.
And then they would have these little events where their morality would be tested.
Oh, what
like
was
they
that
could
show?
Cheat.
That was a Fox show, wasn't
Cheryl
it?
Cheryl Tiggs was one of the guests. Yeah, it was a
Cheryl
it was a Fox
Tiggs
show.
Was a host? All right.
She was one of the hosts.
Huh.
And when the person was eliminated, they like started with like 12 people. Every time a person was eliminated, their portrait was taken off the wall and thrown in the garbage.
That's awesome.
It's not a bad show. I was surprised it disappeared. But
yeah, can't they bring these back? I mean, they're bringing game shows back and
stuff
like that.
Yeah, put it on Trump TV.
True beauty.
True beauty. That's it. Absolutely. Who were the other? There were three judges, I think.
Has Cheryl Teeks worked?
Tyra Banks.
Tyra was one.
Vanessa Manillo. Beth Stern. No,
Beth Stern was on there.
Oh, judge. This went on for two seasons.
Season two.
Carson
Kressley.
is he the right guy to be picking?
No.
Oh,
I'm surprised he's still actually a celebrity. I've seen him in a few, in just various stuff.
He has a new book out.
A new book?
He has a new book.
He has a second book? He has two books.
Previous book? I don't know. I didn't know. But
what's his new book?
It's just advice for looking better, accepting yourself and all kinds of, you know.
Oh, God. Who would buy
life
that?
Life coach help.
Who would buy that?
Yeah, no one. Right. He was cool.
Did you guys hear Bob Dylan has accepted, acknowledged his Nobel Prize?
We finally have.
Sell out.
I'm kind of disappointed, actually.
What a sellout.
I think that was a cool period of time to wait and make him
definitely
wonder.
I wish he'd completely snubbed him, though. I wish it was a complete and total snub. He apparently wants the award.
Well, but
that had to be tough. It took him days to acknowledge that, though. I know he's going, I want the award, but I don't want it. I don't want to admit it, but I want it.
He was eager.
He should have had a family member contact them or something. But, yeah, so that's there. There's some other entertainment news today that's very interesting. USA Today had a story today about Billy Bush.
Oh.
The long road to redemption.
Oh, God.
I know. It was. I was reading this, and I wanted to cry because I was just thinking about being Billy Bush and having to do this stupid stuff to redeem himself. For example, they're saying that he needs to work for women's charities.
Oh, boy.
What, I mean, oh, I know it's a nice thing to do, but
I look a little insincere.
They all actually they all agreed
Scott,
that
what is
a
this
good thing to do?
This is like social punishment.
Yeah,
he lost in the court of public opinion. Now this is his penance.
Well, you know what? Actually, they said that the court of public opinion was not that bad. It was his coworkers that really came down on him.
NBC's been very weird lately.
What is
regarding
with them?
The election?
I mean,
I don't
know. That is so stupid. I mean, if they had a really strong reaction from the public and they were forced to respond to it, that'd be one thing. But it's really the, well, Kathy Lee, I won't even take a handoff from him. He's so horrible. And their producers that would refuse to work with him if he came back. I didn't know. They threw Willie Geis out.
What? They did?
Yeah, he's not. He doesn't work there anymore.
Oh, that's a bar. I liked him.
I think they said that. Or did they demote him or something?
His dad's better, but I like him. You know who his dad is?
Who's his dad?
No.
Bill Geis, that kooky old guy on CBS Sunday Morning.
Oh, that dude? Oh, my God.
That's Will. Oh, I had no idea.
And, of course, everybody in the family is named William.
Huh. Oh, how wonderful.
Some weird storytelling. Isn't he on, like, MSNBC or something like that?
Oh, he's
true
on
crime story.
He's on Morning Joe, too. Yeah. Willie Geist.
Oh, okay. So he's still around.
Yeah. Willie Geist, yeah.
You know who they expect to take Billy Bush's job?
I don't know. Seacrest.
Mario Lopez.
Why?
That's going to bother Billy Bush so bad if that happens.
It's going to bother me.
Well, yeah, it'll bother me too.
Mario Lopez. Why? Because he's on Extra. Extra. Yeah, is he still on Extra?
There's only so many tools hosting those kinds of shows. So, I mean, how many shows are there? Wow. Four or five?
Yeah. See, I would think wouldn't you think the E! Network would just pop up? Oh, maybe he could end up on Trump TV.
They don't think
I'm scheduling a whole block of Trump TV.
They say he
should hold out for that.
He gets no job for at least a year.
What? Why? Who says this?
The experts say that there's 20 to 30% of the female populace who will never forgive him. They'll just always associate him with this thing.
Do I count? Because I didn't care.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the majority.
I thought most people thought, you know, I think most people understood what he was doing. He was kissing up to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when Melania said he was you know, it was Billy Bush's fault. Oh, my God.
He was objectifying her. But, once again, that's not illegal. It's maybe not the best thing to do, but guys do that.
It's not rape either. But Howard Stern did the very same thing, didn't he?
Yeah, and he was on a network show. No, he did it for years and years and years. That's funny you bring him up because Artie Lang is ripping Howard today.
Oh, no.
Yeah, for being phony.
How dare he?
Yeah, I was really surprised by this. Although I've noticed that I just started listening to Howard about 2 years ago since I've been an afternoon drive, actually.
Yeah.
Although I lost my satellite for about a year. So I was listening to him for about 6 to 8 months, really getting caught up on the Sternthology Channel 2 with all the old stuff.
Yeah.
Then I lost for a year. Then I got it back. Then I got fired. After I got fired, now I hear basically everything. Right, he only works 3 days a week, which is
primo.
How incredible is that? What about all the other people on the show? I mean, there's like 20 people in that show. They're responsible for 3 shows a week. How cool is that?
They got a lot of editing to do.
Yeah, they put together the chat shows.
There are clearly some people that work more than 3 days a week, but it sounds like some people work 3 days and go home like Howard. Anyway, Artie says, let's see, he vented on about Stern's dramatic shift from radio's raunchiest rebel to a star giddy to rub shoulders with the likes of A-listers such as Ellen DeGeneres, Orlando Bloom, and Jennifer Aniston.
Huh.
Which I would agree. Howard used to be, now I thought Howard was way too harsh when he was in his heyday, but it obviously worked. I mean, it really worked in New York especially. Howard won't talk to me. Howard has lost his mind. I really think he's lost his mind. If the stories I hear are accurate. 49-year-old Jersey native, part of ways of the show. I'm in a drug crisis that manifested itself in a suicide attempt.
Yeah.
Lang has not been heard live on the program since. Now, that amazes me, too, because Jackie the Joke Man has turned up on the show.
He has?
Yeah. Plugging his book and was to plug stuff. But actually, they were nice to him. It was funny. Huh. I mean, they brought out some old clips. It was very good. Lang said the show does not want him back in the airwaves in any capacity, refusing money from publisher Simon & Schuster to promote his 2013 memoir, Crash and Burn. Simon & Schuster actually offered them money to put him on the show? I wonder how often that happens.
Weird.
Lang said while he still admires the king of all media, he's bowled over by the radio legends fawning over A-list stars. When the private parts star empire was built on the foundation of a counterculture attack on the mainstream with a no-holds-barred approach to humor that resulted in record FCC fines. You people might think I'm insulting Howard right now. You're wrong. That's where you don't get it. I'm giving him the biggest compliment on the planet. He's the only guy that could have said, fuck you. I think Ellen's dancing is stupid. When James Corden opens his fat fucking mouth to do karaoke in a car, something that wouldn't be fucking funny to the secretaries at an accounting firm, and gets an Emmy for it, I'm allowed to say it sucks. But instead, everybody's great. Need I say more?
Wait, so Howard likes that bit?
Howard had James Corden on, and I'm... It's really funny that he mentioned that, because I swear I felt
funny.
The same way. Like, I thought Howard really fawned over James Corden, and I think James Corden, I'm sure some people like him. I just think he's a tool. I wouldn't even expect Howard to have him on.
Yeah. Well, CBS.
And a late night show.
Well, but it's satellite. They don't give a shit.
No, but isn't he buddies with Les?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I guess.
You could genuinely like him.
He has Julie Chen on a lot.
Does he really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That doesn't strike me as the kind of thing that he would ever have liked, just based on the past.
No, not at all.
It's very corny.
Yeah, it's cornball.
Except the Red Hot Chili Peppers, I like that one.
He goes,
oh, really? I didn't see that one.
That was good.
Were they nude?
No.
Which just sucks.
I'm trying to think, what is this? Wait, blank, blank. He goes, F, blank, 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 NG. Without a fight. He goes, what? Fawning? No, fawning. They wouldn't. What, Trudy, what is he saying here? I had a stroke 2 days ago.
Oh, I heard. he goes without a fight, I guess.
He goes, it's F blank 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 NG.
It's fucking.
Well,
and walks into the bleeping jail cell. Sorry. Why am I censoring me?
Okay.
Why am I censoring me?
I thought there was a crackdown on swearing at some point.
No. Well, for a day. Lang said the 180-degree turn for Stern, who was hailed in July, as a champion feminist, an expansive New York Times profile. A champion feminist? Leaves a bit of an egg on the face of his longtime fans. Many of them taking online forums such as Radio Gunk, Dogshed, and Reddit to point out the glaring inconsistencies. I do agree with it has gone from point A to point B. I mean, it has changed a lot. I still love the show, though. I mean, I love all the Whack Pack, all that stuff.
That
is really funny.
That is great, yeah.
The production, the phony phone calls, those guys, the behind-the-scenes guys do a great job. Howard is still funny as hell, but I do not like hearing him with celebrities, and he does ask tough questions. He still does.
Which used to always be the best part about the show, was dealing with the celebrities, getting stuff out of them you wouldn't get anywhere else.
Yeah, and he still does that, but it isn't a fawning. There is a fawning element to it. I do agree with
Artie.
With Artie, but it's still the best radio show. It's the best radio show I've ever heard. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's a small criticism.
And are you always surprised to hear that he still has crappy equipment issues from time to time?
I love that. I love hearing that. And
that
you know
kills me.
I also love the relationship between Howard and Gary.
Right.
Howard, I'm convinced there's something about Gary that just he can't stand. I don't know what it is, because Gary seems like a good producer to me.
He's all about his teeth and his clearing his throat and his vinyl and all the things that he hates because Gary
If you notice it, whenever Gary makes an appearance outside the show, like to promote himself or to promote his book, because he had a book, or just because people consider him a celebrity now, because he is. I mean, everybody knows who Gary is. Gary Delabate.
Yeah.
Baba Booey. Baba Booey. Everybody knows who Baba Booey is. You know, he's famous for the worst first pitch in the history of the New York Mets.
Oh,
in the history of Major League Baseball, maybe.
Yeah.
I think that really bothers Howard.
I think so, too. I think he's neurotic.
Because, yeah, when he went on that vinyl show, I mean, he rags him so bad for loving vinyl, which I do think is kind of stupid. I kind of get it.
But
I mean,
justified.
Howard, this was like the old Howard, though. I mean, he would not let it go. He just went on and on about how stupid vinyl, who wants vinyl? We just got past vinyl. Why would you rather listen to vinyl than a CD? And Gary really didn't even defend himself that well.
Maybe that's why he likes him. He can take a joke. He can get pounded upon.
It's really not a joke, though. It's really, I think it's a lot deeper than a joke when he goes after Gary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. Have you heard him do that much?
Yeah.
You've heard the vinyl thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He detests vinyl. Or the fact that Gary is off doing the show claiming how into vinyl he is. That really
bothers
him.
Because it's very trendy and Gary is very, you know, oh, that's vinyl. You have to call it certain things and stuff like that. That's the thing that he doesn't like about it. But that's
right.
The kind of nitpicking that Artie Lang finds charming about him that he doesn't when he's got big celebrities.
Well, you know, I like that, too. And then somebody, I'm trying to think, what was he pissing and moaning about today or yesterday? Oh, because they're trying to do a Stars of Satellite tour, you know, like bar gigs. And Howard's complaint is, no, I'm sick of you taking my name and going out and doing these shit shows. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the limo driver.
Oh, Ronnie.
And, yeah, those guys will go out and I just don't, they don't do a show. They just show up and make a lot of money.
Right.
And so he's like, fuck you.
Off
You're not making
back.
Money off
yeah.
my name. Yeah. And you can... It really, that really bothered him.
Good. It should.
They were doing it behind his back and insisting, oh, yeah, I'll talk Howard in. Don't worry about it. And they had, you know, they were literally lining up gigs, I think.
That's
ridiculous. And that is kind of lame.
Ridiculous.
It is lame. I totally agree. unless they did something. I mean, if they actually put together something entertaining, that'd be different. But for them to go out like Stars of Satellite, Howard's the star. Come on. Give me a break. I don't know. Who else is a star in that show? Robin?
Yeah.
But Robin doesn't want to do shit like that.
No, but don't you find it interesting, though, that some of these people that all of a sudden it hit them and they're now starstruck with the whole thing, even though it wasn't any of their doing.
You mean the people in the show?
Yeah, they don't.
Oh, yeah.
They don't get any. It's not because of any of their talent, just because they're there.
I mean, I'm led to believe that they must be very good at something. Why would he hire them? Why would he have them doing the stuff they do, whatever they do? I mean, there's a lot of production done in that show,
yeah.
I will say.
Yeah.
Well, not just for that show, but for both stations.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
They do other shows.
One thing that I've really, it's funny, I didn't pick up on this for a long time, how brutal Robin can be. Because when Howard piles on someone, Robin is right there with him every single time.
Oh, yeah.
She is all over those guys. And I think those guys, the background guys in the show, I don't think they like Robin.
I get
really?
That, too. That
I don't think so. It just sounds like she... I don't think she's as bad as she used to be, but it sounds like she used to be very difficult.
Ooh.
And when she didn't like something, you were going to hear about it if there's a problem. But I really get a kick out of the fact that I thought Robin was, you know, the nice person, sort of the foil to Howard when he was being real badass. But she can be just as brutal as he can.
Kitty has claws.
No doubt. Let's see. There was some other entertainment stuff today. Billy Bush, Howard. Oh, this day in rock.
Yeah.
Today's October the 20th. Good day for Tom Mazzaway, because the Monster Mash was number one.
Oh, no.
On this day in 1962, leading up to Halloween, Maz loves the Monster Mash, which is one of the most embarrassing things I know about him. It also was number one again in the 70s.
Really?
Yeah, they re-released it. And the song sucks. I mean, I'm embarrassed enough that it was ever number one in this country, but...
Hey, what was the thing from the last 2 days?
Faces.
Faces, okay. Faces.
Nothing about Faces today.
Nothing about Faces today, really?
No, but
really?
There's another band in here 2 days in a row.
Oh, okay.
1967... What? Yeah, we'll get to it.
Okay.
Davy Jones and the Monkees opened a boutique called Zilch in Greenwich
cool.
Village. And the funny thing was, it became Zilch very quickly. It was closed in 6 months. And that would have been right in the middle of the Monkees thing. I didn't realize those guys cashed in that much, but whatever.
I like the groovy clothes they used to wear.
I did, too. Yeah. I do. I like the shirts with the two buttons, like the... Button here, button here, button
oh,
here.
Right.
Button
yeah,
here,
yeah, 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 yeah. Like double-breasted.
Yeah, exactly.
And like big fur vests. Ridiculous stuff.
I know, but for some reason it works.
Good.
Yeah, that show was really colorful.
Yeah.
The TV show.
It's groovy.
I do like watching that show. 1969, The Who started a run of six nights at the Fillmore East, debuting songs from Tommy. I thought Tommy was later than 1969, but I guess not. 69. The Rolling Stones were at number one on this day in 1973 with Angie. And 1976, the premiere of the Led Zeppelin movie, The Song Remains the Same. Did you go to the theater to see it, Trudy?
No, I did not.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah, I thought it was really cool.
Was it spacey? Kind of weird?
Yeah, because, you know, there's that John Paul Jones thing that goes on for 20 minutes. You know, he's one song. I can't think of the name of it. What's John Paul Jones' big song? It's an instrumental. Close. Oh, God, what is it? I don't know. There's 26 minutes of Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
You know, it's a live show, so there's some really major jamola, which is not really my favorite part of Led Zeppelin, to be honest.
Right, yeah.
And
I had The Who and Led Zeppelin mashed up in my head. Sorry.
The funny thing is, you know, Boris the Spider, I thought you were just referring to the background person having their song. I thought it was an intended joke.
I had a stroke, too.
You're entitled. The funny thing about that movie is I remember thinking how cool it was in 76. I saw it. It's available on demand all the time.
Really?
Yeah, and I brought it up just because I was like, oh, Song Remains the Same. That was pretty cool. And it seemed so dated. It was like the production was terrible. The sound was And it was stupid versions of their songs. I don't know. It was weird. I almost felt like I didn't like Led Zeppelin anymore after seeing it. But I know that's not true. Okay, 1977. Here we go. Ronnie Van Zant, Steve and Cassie Gaines, manager Dean Kilpatrick, all killed when Leonard Skinner's rented plane ran out of fuel and crashed in a swamp in Gillsburg, Mississippi. And having read about that, that sounds like one of the most terrifying ways to go down on a plane in the middle of a swamp.
Yep. Oh, man.
And you come out of that thing, you're barely alive, you're bleeding like hell, and you got a broken neck or something, you got to crawl out of there and walk to civilization.
The only two worse would be Thurman Munson.
That's the worst story. I mean, that is, oh, God.
Who
the plane's
was paralyzed
on fire.
And the plane's on fire, yeah.
He's paralyzed. He's trapped in his seat, and the two guys are trying to get him out of there before they leave the plane, and they can't. Well, and they do realize he's paralyzed, too, because he's not moving. He's alive.
Remember that jet that just went down in Ohio, and there were some insurance people on it, and they just revealed the scathing report about it 2 weeks ago? Do you remember that story?
What was the story?
It was flying from Dayton and went down around there. But they said that there were probably some survivors of the crash, but because it hit the building, it hit an apartment building, I think in Akron, because it hit it so hard and the flames were so hot that some people just burned.
Ugh.
So they survived the plane crash, and then you burned to death.
Oh, God, brutal.
And then there's Value. Remember when Value Jet went down?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now you crash a plane in the Everglades, and you're going to get eaten by an alligator.
That was so bad.
That was those were batteries, right? Lithium ion batteries
for Value Jet. Was it really?
Wasn't it? There was something in their cargo.
I didn't know that.
It was definitely smoke.
Something in their cargo bay ignited.
Female pilot, too, I believe.
Hey, Jake,
is that what it was?
I'm just adding that.
Maybe the set list for Song Remains the Same.
But you're right. There was definitely smoke throughout the whole plane.
That's driving me crazy. I can't think of that stupid John Paul Jones song.
By the way, Vautech's up, Drew.
What's the score?
3-0. Right. They are favored by five.
Of course they didn't score a touchdown. they never just go down and score a touchdown the first drive of the game, and yet they give one up all the time.
Take that as good news?
I should. No, you're right. Did they get the opening kickoff?
I don't know. Joe, do you know? Vautech, did they get the kickoff? Or did they just drive for 5 minutes and kick?
Oh, there's a track list.
Oh, no quarter.
Oh,
no
yeah.
quarter. That's the
no quarter.
Paul
yeah,
Jones
yeah.
song.
Oh my God, that
it sucks
so forever and ever.
Yeah, and it just sucks.
Slow. Yeah.
Who cares?
I mean, if you're tripping, maybe.
Yeah. Or if you want to hear John Paul Jones contribute to the band.
Nobody.
For 10 minutes.
His wife.
No.
She dug it.
Yeah, his wife loved it. 1978, the U.S. debut of the Police at CBGB. They'd flown in on low-cost Laker AirTran, and apparently they carried...
Laker Air?
Laker AirTran.
Is that similar to Laker
so.
Air that stranded you on an island?
I know. That's the first thing I thought, Mark, and I looked it up, and there is Laker Air and Laker AirTran. They're two different companies.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
They carried their instruments as carry-ons. Apparently, when they got into the U.S., they literally played their gig within hours of landing after a long flight. Michael Jackson on this day in 2005 was summoned for jury duty. And it was 4 months after he was acquitted of child molestation.
Really? So did they get him off the jury? Or did he
yeah, he weaseled out of it. That's all they said.
Could you imagine him
not participate?
Serving on a jury?
With Michael Jackson. Oh, my God. Weird. 2006, George Michael openly smoked a joint on Spanish TV, where apparently it was legal. I don't know, some parts of Spain are apparently legal to smoke pot, I guess. And
did he go beat somebody off in the bathroom afterwards?
No doubt. Count on it.
And then take a nap in his car?
That's how he celebrates.
And then this is probably my favorite item on the list, even though it's one that angers me the most. 2011, United States photographer Barry Feinstein, best known for his many photos of Bob Dylan and George Harrison, died at the age of 80.
Is that the DVD?
Yes, Barry Feinstein of the DVD I bought that says Bob Dylan Live 1975 to 1980 or something. And it was a guy narrating
his photos,
taking a camera and going through photos in a scrapbook. It was not Bob Dylan live.
Honestly, it was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Wasn't it stupid?
It was Barry Feinstein.
It was a complete scamola. And there were Barry Feinstein's pictures, as if that made it worthwhile.
Where's that DVD?
The great Barry Feinstein. Oh, you know, I still have it.
Do you really?
I wouldn't throw it out.
Well, it's so stupid.
I know, it's so stupid. I paid $19.95 for that disaster. Oh, what an abortion.
Oh, wow. Well, rest in peace, Barry.
Today's Herman Moore's birthday?
Yeah, it is? Let's call him.
How old is Herman? Oh, he's 47. Okay.
A Herminator?
Well, Muammar Gaddafi was killed on this day. Same day as Barry Feinstein dying. I'm actually more glad that Barry Feinstein died than Muammar Gaddafi. Oh, Herbert Hoover died at the age of 90 on this day in 1964. But Gordie Howe had 2 goals in the All-Star game against Canadiens.
Wow.
And what else? The Houston Cougars ran up 1,021 yards against SMU. 95-21 was the final score.
Let's see, was that Dave Klingler or would that be Andre Ware? What year?
I think it's Andre Ware, 89.
Oh, definitely Andre Ware.
Ware was drafted,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And a judge
was great.
Let's see, 13 years ago today, a judge ordered Los Angeles Lakers star Kobe Bryant to stand trial on sexual assault charges.
Oh, wow.
It's the air that I breathe.
June 2003 incident involving a 19-year-old hotel worker at a posh resort in Vail, Colorado. Almost a year later, prosecutors dropped the sexual assault charge against Bryant. Hey, Trudy, did you read much about the case against the NBA player where his two buddies and he had gangbanged this chick?
Derrick Rose.
Yeah, I saw a report about that this morning. I didn't read the Derrick Rose story, but he's okay. He's playing again now.
Right? Oh, he's off. He's 100%
got off. He got. I was.
He is off. But, yes, he got off on getting off.
I'm surprised. I'm really shocked.
I was totally surprised. I read a ton about that about 2 weeks ago or a week ago when you really started talking about it, and I thought it was so obvious that they were guilty that this woman. They entered her home, in my opinion, without her knowledge.
They broke in. They broke into her apartment.
They broke in.
She was his girlfriend.
Yes. Kind of.
That's how you wanted to find girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
They would bone every once in a while.
She was not their girlfriend, though, the two other guys. She was not their girlfriend.
Oh,
she never had sex with them. And she had been texting him saying, you know, that she wanted him to come over. He was saying, I want to pick you up and take you out somewhere. He was like, as if she wanted to go out later. She didn't want to. She wanted to be home. She was tired. She was drunk. And she just kept saying back to him, no, I just want you to come over here. And so what does he do? He comes over with these two guys. They break in because she's too out of it to wake up and answer the door.
Oh, my God.
She didn't answer her text, nothing. The three of them go in there, and they all have sex with her. Wow, it's crazy. What do you know?
She woke up covered in lube with her dress
and semen.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Semen all over the place.
Mark,
well, I didn't
there
do
was
it.
So much semen. Oh my God,
it felt like a movie theater floor when they were walking around. There's so much semen.
She thought someone just covered her head in cream rinse while she slept. I mean, which I don't know. It might feel like that.
Soft hair, though, for the next couple of days. Jesus, man, what animals.
They turned a black light on, and they didn't think they found any semen. There was so much semen around.
Everything was the same color.
It looked like a negative photo. They were really confused for a while. so much semen.
Oh, that poor girl.
Nothing happened.
And
it was consensual.
Derek Rose is taking pictures
with the jury.
Derek Rose is taking pictures with the jury.
Yes. Yeah.
What did the jury look like? How black was the jury?
The picture was one black guy and one white guy. No, they're both white. Because I think the whole jury was. I mean, the other guy might have been Hispanic, but I think most of the jury was white. There's only eight of them.
What's he, Annette?
He's Nick now.
Nick.
You know what? The judge actually said that. Like, and good luck with the Knicks, unless they play the Lakers, which is.
Oh man!
You would think it's insensitive, but it didn't happen. He was acquitted. So
What a great time to cut up.
I kind of thought it was a little weird, but taking pictures with the jurors is just never a good look.
No,
when
not
you, when you've gang raped someone. No, not really.
They claim they weren't fans of his too during when they were picking the jury.
Oh, like, look at those!
They didn't know who he was, but then they got a photo with him afterwards.
That guy refuses to smile, though, huh?
The guy on the left looks awfully happy to be taking a picture.
Mm-hmm. Is he the lawyer? Because I think the lawyer's with him. Are there four people in the picture?
Is the lawyer his height?
Yeah. Let me see. He's a distinguished looking dude who looks like a lawyer, and then two other dudes.
Yeah. The guys on the end are the jurors.
And Derek Rose, who looks delighted.
Well, he should be. Think of all that Siemens he left behind.
Oh, boy. Gross. Yeah, boy.
If you were Derek Rose, wouldn't you turn down the picture? Wouldn't you just be like,
it's a bad look. Yes, I would turn it down.
I don't know. I just think he's so giddy. He's happy to do anything at that point.
It just looks bad. It's a bad, bad decision.
I'm excited to get off after I rape my girlfriend.
I know. I had consensual sex and put semens everywhere.
Semen.
Yeah, got my buddies laid too.
Ugh.
You would think that these guys would be jumping around like they passed the Maury test, the father.
Right.
the other two defendants were actually really excited by description from the people in the courtroom. Derek just closed his eyes and leaned his head back in relief.
Oh, what did those two? What did the other two guys do?
They just said they looked. They were visibly, happy or elated because they got off. They did get off in that manner earlier in the night, right, Drew? Or was that a different day, right?
I think they did.
Yeah, she blew him.
Oh, boy.
No, she blew Derek, and then the other guys banged her. At his house, right? That wasn't the same day. That was the day before.
Wait, she had consensual sex with those two other guys?
At Derek's house.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, according to them, yeah.
Oh. I don't even know if I believe that. What did she say?
I don't know what her testimony was regarding that.
Huh. Because based on what, I don't know, I did not know that at all. I'd be really surprised if she agreed with that. But if she did, that changes that whole case in my mind.
Yeah.
Well, except that they broke into the apartment.
Well, yeah, no, absolutely.
I mean, how much does you could say yes, 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 and then say no once.
Maybe they were concerned for her safety.
Because they heard there were semen all over the apartment.
Of course, they could have protected her. They could have stayed outside her apartment and protected it all night. I guess... Let's see. Do you protect someone by having sex with them? I guess that's a form of protection. You're on top of them.
Maybe that's why they covered her in semen.
You got three guys on top of her, or three guys around her at once. Dubinsky.
It was all consensual.
Dan Dubinsky is the guy who knew Benny Anders, the guy that was missing for all that time.
Wow.
He's not going to be able to do it tonight, but he wants to do it tomorrow, which is fine.
Okay.
All right. I thought it was like a 80% chance, but apparently, I think he had a birthday dinner or something. It's apparently going a little long.
What is he, Tom Mazzaway?
Yeah, yes. He celebrates birthdays like Tom Mazzaway. By the way, Maz can't make it this week. What is Maz doing this week that he can't make
the
podcast?
Have you asked him?
No, I didn't ask him. I was just,
call him.
Does anyone know why? What is Maz doing?
I ran into something.
Oh,
look at
that shit-eating grin on Joey's face.
He texted me and wanted me to come out last night to some meet and greet party that he was throwing at some bar, and I didn't know about it until it was
like Stearns guys.
I don't know. I don't know much of the details. I figured you'd get them from him eventually.
Stars of sports radio.
Something like
what?
That.
What? Yeah, well, where was
know,
he?
A meet and greet him?
Yeah, I'm pretty. I don't know. It's like a. You know what? I'm sorry. It said meet and mingle. He showed me a picture of the ticket and said, "Come out tonight." It was a place not far from where we live. And
was his name on it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, let me look it up.
Well, Drew, now I'm just.
Well, now I have to know. I need to know way more.
Drew, now I'm just offended that we weren't invited.
Yeah, he didn't even say anything about it.
No,
he wanted the spotlight all to himself.
He didn't put you on the ticket. That's why.
We need to call him.
Yeah. Plus, I'm dying to just bust his balls about forgetting the number 4.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's the funniest Tom Hazaway story ever.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. He's not a terribly spacey person. I mean, isn't that kind of unlike him?
No, he's pretty stable. He can be spacey at times.
I didn't clean out my phone today, and I deleted a lot of texts.
Oh, balls.
I'll see if I can text him back and see if the picture will show up.
Wait, shouldn't we just call Maz out of the blue?
Yeah, let's call him out of the blue.
Here, you got his number?
So wait, is that mingle thing tonight or is that last night?
Got it, Jay. Yeah. Okay.
Is that when he said he was too busy? Was it yesterday or was it Tuesday when he said
he was too busy? Monday or Tuesday. Or no, Tuesday, Wednesday he was too busy.
Definitely yesterday.
Okay, so what the hell was he doing Tuesday?
Preparing for Wednesday, probably.
This is so weird.
What?
I think there was some volleyball action going on with his kids,
too. Oh, with the girls. Okay.
I told you they run his schedule.
Look on Facebook.
He has no job. I just thought he says he wants to do the podcast. He loves doing the podcast.
I know.
And yet he couldn't come in. I gave him 2 days and he couldn't come in either day.
He told me a very Mazaway story. I feel a little bad sharing the story, but I'm still going to do it anyway. He told me that because we were bemoaning the fact that we were unemployed, and he goes, "You know what I did today?" I said, "What, Tom?" He goes, "I dropped my kids off at school, and I went home, and I sat in my chair, you know, his infamous chair that he has."
Yeah.
He goes, "I sat down at 9:30, didn't even turn on the TV, didn't read anything. I just sat in my chair." I said, "Yeah, you did?" I said, "Next thing I know, it's 2:30.
Oh, my God.
Like, what? You didn't fall asleep or anything? He goes, "No, I just sat in my chair." I'm like, "You sat in your chair for, what is that, 5 hours?
He must have fallen asleep at some point, don't you think?"
Yeah.
I would hope so. I would hope Tom isn't just sitting in a chair staring into space for 5 hours.
That's catatonia.
He had the Eastside Championships for volleyball on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Is it over? So volleyball's over then?
They won. Abby won.
Okay, great.
Oh, yeah, Abby.
That's good. Good for Abby. Eastside I like Abby. Hmm?
Did he get her Bozo autograph?
I don't know. I got to get him a Bozo autograph. Will you just fake one for me, Trudy?
Yeah, sure.
Tell him I really got one. Are we calling him?
Trudy, you heard about Art Servey, the former Bozo, making an appearance.
Do you want me to get you an autograph, too?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Did you know Bozo?
I've watched the show, but I was really put off by Bozo, I think. I did watch Romper Room, though.
Oh, you did?
And there was never a Trudy.
Isn't it bullshit?
It is bullshit.
She said every name on the planet, but there were always those few names that she would never say.
No, you'd never say Trudy.
No, I can't imagine.
I could have, like.
Oh, you reached Tom Mazaway.
Oh,
mass mail.
Oh, he's such a baby. Right, answer the phone.
Shoot.
I'm texting him to answer
his
phone.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey,
Miz, watch your phone. Mark's texting you. There's something very important we need to talk to you about.
Pick up.
I know you want to jump in. Thanks, Miz.
Bye bye.
Will not want to speak about this. His secret appearance.
And there's so many things we need to ask him about, too.
I can't believe he actually was billed as part.
Yeah, it was definitely Tom Mazaway, and it said Meet and Mingle. And it's at a bar next door to the bowling alley that he is throwing his league on. And I know his league is Wednesday night, so maybe that had something to do with it. But I don't think the league has started yet. So, therefore, it was a party, a Meet and Mingle party.
Very interesting. What?
Tom's got a thing on the side?
I'm just trying to figure out, how does someone who doesn't even have a job have a gig? I mean, how do you promote it?
Club promoter by heart, by trade. So,
Does he put flyers up? Does he put flyers on all the cars in the parking lot?
Facebook.
He knows a lot of people.
Call him back, Jay.
Especially around there. But I don't know. I was a little confused that I didn't know about it beforehand, and then I said, why didn't I know about this? It just slipped his mind.
I do find it interesting that he has a media pass for certain events.
For certain events, for every event.
I know. But how can you tell that man no?
Yeah, true. He's now the real human hug.
Is this Maz again?
He really is.
Come on, man. Did he text you back?
No. I text him like 8 things. Just real short. Answer your phone. Do it. Very important. Answer it. Do it.
Hey, you reached Tom Basil. Sorry I missed your call. Leave me a message and I'll try you right now.
I'm going to text him and tell him he's suspended from the show.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Miz, call the podcast.
Damn it.
You want to give him the number, Jay?
Or risk suspension.
Asshole.
Risk
crap.
Suspension.
Son of a bitch. Ass.
I had no idea we had Maz saying all those things. I didn't know he said all those things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we just can't get him saying the F word.
Some people, some people.
Don't forget to press the fours.
The fours? Oh, the four. Yes, of course. Some people were suggesting that Maz was swearing on the podcast because he's trying to like up his image as a shock guy.
What?
Son of a bitch.
He doesn't want to be the goody-goody guy anymore. He's trying to fit in better.
No, crap. Yes,
there were emails.
Wrong way to go.
There were emails to that effect.
Really?
Damn
that's
it.
Not Tom.
People were very suspicious of him swearing.
Bullshit.
One more time.
Bullshit.
It's a weird way to say.
What else?
It's quite.
That's
well,
bullshit.
It's very well
asshole.
Enunciated.
Ass. Crap. Son of a bitch.
You know, it's funny. I've heard him swear like a sailor, like crazy off the air.
Oh, yeah. But that night, you know what? He must have told the girls, aww, I'm doing a podcast. It's going to be really good. Daddy's back on the radio.
Aww.
And then, you know, he should have known, though, that this podcast would not be something his daughter should hear.
Damn it.
Because, first of all, he was criticizing you for swearing. He said you were pushing it.
He said I was forcing it.
You were forcing it. He wouldn't swear. And I think he definitely wanted to play a chunk of the podcast for the kids.
Aww.
But that's ridiculous. It's not for kids.
How much do you think he could probably play?
That night? I don't know, 10 minutes.
10, wow.
I mean, in a row, I don't think there's many stretches longer than, you know, 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
You want to say goodbye to him?
Oh, bye, Tom.
Oh, see him, Maz.
Bye bye.
couple of odds and ends.
Hey, by the way, I found online if you want to get Bob Dylan World Tours 1966 to 1974 through the camera of Barry Feinstein.
Oh, it's online? It's available
still?
You can
buy it for a whopping $1.99.
What?
Still making money.
Is that a resale? Is that new?
I don't know. It's on Barnes & Noble. Let's see, where else can we buy it? No, Target sells it for $7.19. Walmart, $10.34. Walmart's upcharging, man.
Wow.
Oh, painful.
eBay. Oh, Amazon has it.
No kidding. Well, they have everything, pretty much.
Yeah, but do they have any good reviews for it?
Oh, bro.
Oh, Drew, you're going to love this. 40% are 5-star reviews, 15% 4-star, 10% 3,
wait,
10% 2, and 25% 1-star reviews.
Okay, I want to hear. First of all, I want to hear 2 5-star reviews.
Okay.
And then I want you to start reading 1-star reviews.
Okay.
How could anyone release a DVD of them showing you pictures that someone took? A DVD of pictures? That's ridiculous.
Possibly the most boring thing
especially,
I've ever heard.
I know, Trudy. It was so bad. And then just the fact that it says Bob Dylan live 66 to 74, that is so misleading. It's such bullshit. And it really, this photographer, I mean, they're making a big deal out of the fact that he died on this day in 2011. He really was a well-thought-of photographer. He's part of this scam. Oh, my God, was that lame. But the photographer wasn't the one that put it out. It was the guy that hosted it, who was dressed like Dylan. People told him he looked like Dylan, and he dressed like Dylan, and he thought he was Dylan.
What?
This tool who was narrating it. Remember that, Mark?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they showed him walking around Woodstock, and he's got his hair just like Dylan, curly, and he's dressed like Bob. It was disgusting.
Being 5 stars.
This DVD is an absolute essential for any serious Bob Dylan collector, which Drew isn't, apparently. And a great insight to one of our most important periods of his career, to quote, just plain interested.
Insight?
The quality of the
pictures?
The quality of the photographs are amazing.
Oh, shut up.
So great to see the lighthearted side of Mr. D.
No one calls him Mr. D. Drew, have you ever heard him call Mr.
No,
D?
No, he would hate no. that. Mr. Bernstein has gone through great lengths to compile this collection, at great fun, I guess, but the essence of the collection should be in no way underestimated. These photos and interviews are pure gold! All caps, 5 exclamation points.
Wow.
That's got to be a family member. That's so ridiculous.
5 stars. The black and white photos are beautiful, and I love the way the camera moves all over the photos, then pulls back to show the full image.
What?! Oh, come on.
Feinstein may think he was a journalist, but these photos reveals himself as an artist.
Jay, is Feinstein is an artist, a photographer. Shut up. Jay, is that the DVD?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
There's an actual trailer for it.
I want to see this work of art with his video account of still photos.
Is it really a trailer? It looks like it's just the same thing. It's just showing. Oh, here it is. I still want to hear 1-star reviews, Mark.
Oh, there's some good ones.
Filmed on location in Woodstock in Manhattan. Music by Highway 61 Revisited. A Bob Dylan cover band. There's Barry Feinstein, the old bag. He's just about to croak. There's Bob. Oh, there's pictures. Oh, my God, this is 5 stars.
There's the guy that looks like Dylan.
Yeah, the guy that looks like Dylan. Acting, pretending he is Bob.
And this
pictures
is
of
it?
Bob. Yeah, this is what the DVD is. This is it.
It's all this is.
It's of a
I
guy's...
just realized something. They don't have license to any of his music either.
No, that's why they used Highway 61 Revisited. It's a Dylan cover band. I know, it's such a scam.
This is so stupid.
How could anyone give this 5 stars?
Wow, this is lame.
It says on there, Bob Dylan Live 66 to 74. You think you're getting Bob Dylan on tour, like, I thought it was going to be at multiple locations because it covered 8 years. There's the Dylan fake look-alike. I mean, what a jackass. Mickey Jones. Who?
Oh, my God.
So stupid. Available now on DVD. Wow! Running time, 120 minutes of looking at pictures on a DVD.
Oh, God.
Photo gallery. Oh, how stupid. Bonus feature, photo galleries, and special guests.
That's what the whole movie is.
Yeah, the whole thing is photos.
Oh. Don't you just put out a book? A book is how you put this out.
Exactly.
Well, it's funny you say that, Trudy. 1 star. Tedious.
And you don't call the book Bob Dylan Live from 66 to 74. Uh-oh. Live means music.
I'll be honest. I sat through about 45 minutes of this documentary.
45 minutes?
Full Jackson. It's not that the photos aren't interesting, but I'd rather have them in a coffee table book so I can look at them at my leisure. What I
Thank
saw
you.
The film was mostly zooming in and out of Barry Feinstein photographs.
That's what it is.
Not only is there no footage of Dylan performing, but there are almost no photos of Dylan performing either. Oh, photos. So no footage or no photos of Dylan performing.
Right, which
in
is
fact,
when...
Yeah. Feinstein states that he was only interested in photographing Bob's personal side, and that if you want to see performances, you should go to a show.
Then don't call it Bob Dylan Live! U.S.
Interviewing is an art, and the director who interviews Feinstein doesn't have the talent. His style is leaden and ponderous, and Feinstein seems a very dull interview subject.
Oh, I think we need Casey Kasem, ponderous man.
Ponderous man. Ponderous.
For Casey Kasem, a dead dog dedication.
A skilled interviewer might have drawn out more interesting stories, but Feinstein talks about himself and his views on photography and has very little to say about Bob Dylan.
Here's about what he thinks about himself. Of course he loves
Here's
himself.
The next one. 1 star. Pointless! That's what that's titled.
Pointless, yes. It is pointless.
I can't believe some reviewers actually consider this documentary to be worthwhile viewing.
I can't agree more. That blows my mind. This guy's 5-star reviews. It just so shakes my confidence in the human spirit.
Anyhow, this disgusts me, so I'm compelled to contribute my own opinion. Firstly, the filmmaker has an unhealthy willingness to look like Bob. It's a bit creepy.
It's totally creepy. He doesn't look like him that much.
I mean, anyone can look like Bob if they try hard enough. This guy simply looks like someone trying to look like Bob Dylan. This immediately put me on my back foot. The documentary itself is simply a slideshow of photos. A little like when Grandpa returns from an overseas holiday. Boring! Most of the photos are nothing new. Seen them before. The narrating, while we view the photos, is bland. The documentary then goes off into tangents, a terribly tacky reenactment of the motorcycle accident.
I felt
embarrassed for the guy at this point.
I agree. There's a reenactment of the motorcycle accident.
Really?
Yes. Didn't you see the shot of him on a motorcycle?
I did.
It was the Bob Dylan fake lookalike
guy. Fake guy.
Yeah.
And then he fakes an accident.
I think he just shows the motorcycle on the side of the road on its side. And like an ambulance taking off or something. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Wow.
I didn't know about this party. This one-star review says, then I got to the point where he randomly decides to chat with a homeless guy introducing himself as Bob Dylan.
Yes.
With a completely straight face.
Yes, that is a fact.
That is when I can no longer continue watching. Took the DVD out. Considered binning it. Don't know why I resisted. These photos are wonderful, but who cares when they're lost within this shocking film? Summary. This documentary is a pointless waste of time. Pointless!
Excellent. Well said.
Well read.
Brilliant review.
Let's see. One star. Totally deceptive packaging.
Yes!
What Drew said.
Based on the title and the cover photo, most folks would expect some Dylan performances. If you notice the small font subtitle in the lower right corner, you might suspect...
No, I didn't notice it.
That is not what you'll get. What you get is a third-rate documentary about Dylan's photographer, who seems a nice enough guy at the time. But the guy making the film and doing the interview is a weird and creepy Dylan obsessive and an inept interviewer to boot.
Yes!
I totally feel ripped off by this DVD.
Thank you. You know what? I would not pay 95 cents for this $19.95. I wouldn't. I wouldn't want it. It takes up space in my house. I'd rather not have it.
Look at all the joy we've gotten out of your misery.
I know
combined.
We have. We've spent a lot of time on this.
Here's another one star. Please watch if you have no talent but think of making a movie or writing a book. Horrendous filming. No story. Even though it showcases wonderful pictures and talented people, how much of an ego do you have to release such a boring and talentless film? Oh, man.
How much money do you think this guy made on this? Because he probably sold a ton of them.
Well, let's see if he's done anything else. Joel Gilbert.
Oh, maybe he faked up another documentary with some other rock star.
Yeah, it's probably his gig.
Wait, he did one on Barack Obama, Dreams from My Real Father?
What?
What kind of a scam is that?
Dreams of
another
My Real...
Another bullshit title.
Dreams of My Real Father chronicles Barack Obama's life journey in socialism, starting with evidence that Obama's real father was Frank Marshall Davis, a Communist Party USA propagandist who indoctrinated Obama into Marxist ideology during his formative years.
Wait, this is the same guy?
That's the description of
the same idiot that put out the Dylan Live DVD, out the thing on Barack Obama. And I would bet my life that there's no interview with Barack Obama.
I think that he did.
I promise you.
I agree. IMDb gave it 5 out of 10 stars.
They did?
Yeah. Well,
five out of 10. That's way too many. I mean, even out of 10, I can't believe the guy had 5 stars.
Another one called There's No Place Like Utopia, and it has a presidential figure, like filmmaker Joe Gilbert, journeys across America to find out what's at the end of the progressive rainbow, utopia or something far worse. From the ruins of Detroit to the slums of Chicago's south side.
We're in there?
Gilbert pulls back the curtain. He confronts progressives on his quest and explores Barack Obama's promise to remake the world as it should be.
So it's got a picture on the cover of Barack Obama holding
no doubt
Russian sickle
the
and
sickle
hammer.
The sickle and the hammer while he's holding up an American flag. But here's the best part. Okay, so the cover's that. It's from behind Barack Obama, like Trudy said, holding up an American flag, hammer and sickle behind his back, as he's looking down the yellow brick road towards Oz in the distance. Mm-hmm. But standing on the yellow brick road is Joel Gilbert, the filmmaker, looks like Dylan. I'm not joking. That's him, Trudy. See him?
That him?
Yeah, that's him.
Wow.
This guy, what? Can we look up his celebrity net worth in case he's considered a celebrity somehow? What's his name again?
Joel Gilbert?
Joel Gilbert.
Not Dan's brother, cousin.
Oh, maybe.
No way.
Tail relative of some sort.
Joel Gilbert would have divorced him.
Paul McCartney is Paul McCartney really is dead. The Last Testament of
George
Harrison.
God, he's such a schlock author.
I know. Just
in this mockumentary spoof of Paul is dead theories.
Oh no, it's a comedy.
A mysterious voice on the tape reveals a secret Beatles history chronicling McCartney's fatal accident, the cover-up, and dozens of unknown clues exposing Paul McCartney, in quotes, as an imposter.
Oh.
Yeah, did really.
You know that? Paul McCartney.
Should we watch it? We can
we
watch it.
We think it's Paul McCartney is an imposter.
I'm Amazon Prime. You want to watch it?
Yeah, we can watch a little bit of it. I know this stupid story. It's based on... you know, at the end of Strawberry Fields?
Oh, you...
John's, yeah. I buried Paul.
Oh, right, yeah.
And all those cues, if you play Revolution Number 9 backwards, it says, turn me on, dead man. It actually it supposedly says, turn me on, dead man. It's more like, turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man.
You know what was first revealed,
it could
right?
be anything.
Russ Gibb, the Detroit promoter, and KNR.
Keener Radio.
Yeah, Keener.
But I believe he got it from a Michigan Daily article.
Oh, he did?
University of Michigan.
He got all the credit for it.
Is this dude still alive, this turd?
Russ Gibb? Or, you mean Gilbert?
Yeah.
Oh, I think he is, probably.
He's Elvis, he did one called Elvis Found Alive. Look at that picture of Elvis on the cover.
Oh, is he still alive?
Directed and produced by Joel Gilbert. Look at that dude. That's Elvis alive today.
Oh, yeah, right.
He has guy, silver hair.
I got to find out more about this guy. I'm doing an investigation. I'm doing a DVD on this guy.
Make sure you get Joey to shoot the video with still photos of him.
25% one-star reviews for Elvis Found Alive.
That's right, it sucks.
Wow.
Livid about this. Can you play? We had a little bit of... Which one were you going to play?
The McCartney one wasn't loading.
Of course not. It's improperly loaded.
The Elvis one isn't prime, so I'll see if I can find more from him.
Wait, I want to hear Casey Kasem's opinion of the whole thing.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again.
From it's getting pissed already. It's getting
play
pissed.
The record, okay? Please.
It's an upbeat record. Pisses him off.
See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication.
Yikes.
Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This a last goddamn time, I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying. What is this, fucking ponderous, man?
Ponderous,
fucking ponderous.
Where's Casey's body today?
Yeah, where did it end?
Good question. It was on a tour. Remember, it went to Canada.
Yeah, and then
she was taking it all over the place.
Didn't it end up in Europe? Didn't it end up in Sweden?
I
could have sworn it went overseas.
Hey, Drew, I forgot that Joel Gilbert, the guy that did the Dylan documentary, he's in the band Highway 61.
Oh God!
He visited.
Let me guess, he's the lead singer.
He is.
Oh,
he's the founder and lead singer of the Bob Dylan tribute band, Highway 61.
The founder, like he started something so incredible.
He was inspired to become a professional musician after receiving a Bob Dylan album while in high school in the mid '80s. He's done multiple Dylan documentaries.
Oh, Christ! Then why does he have to do fake ones? Why can't he do real ones?
Oh my gosh, this is the best one. Okay, so he did World Tour 66 to 74 through the camera of Barry Feinstein. Then he did 75 to 81 Rolling Thunder in the Gospel Years. Then he did 1966.
Wait, through the camera of Barry Feinstein?
No, I don't know what that one entails.
Then we know he cannot get Dylan's music license, so we know Dylan is not live.
So he did 1966 World Tour The Home Movies, whatever the hell that is, but here's the best part. He did Bob Dylan, the unauthorized documentaries, a repackaging of the first three films.
Oh, please. God, is he... What a weasel. What a no-talent weasel. And to think... You know, that thing was in... I got that at Barnes & Noble.
I know.
I mean, if it was in Barnes & Noble, you got to figure that guy was in every shelf at every Barnes & Noble. He must have made a shit ton of money on that.
No-talent ass clown.
Oh.
And and he didn't want Bob's music in it, did he? Because then it promoted his band as the Bob Dylan cover band.
That's really interesting, yeah. He didn't even try to get it licensing for Bob's music because he wanted to use Highway 61 Revisited.
So it's just a vehicle for him to get attention for his stupid band.
Yeah, no doubt. Is there any way we can hear Highway 61 Revisited so we can hear how bad they are?
Yeah, sure. They probably have their own site and everything.
This is called hate listening.
I like it.
And it can be just as much fun as love listening.
Oh, yeah. I got to type in band.
Be careful because it's the name of a Dylan song, so you may
end
up with Dylan.
Oh, here we go. The world's only Bob Dylan tribute band. Yeah. Oh, it's from his own YouTube site.
Ooh.
Let's see.
Why would anyone listen to this when Bob Dylan is live doing the same song? Seriously. Great quality.
With Joel Gilbert. Featuring.
Have you heard such a mushy sound in your life?
Yeah.
It's bad. He doesn't really look like him all that much either.
No.
Or he's Hurricane.
Yeah, Drew's got a good point. If you could listen to Bob Dylan, why wouldn't you just do that?
I know. The crowd's funny. You know, he put this up on YouTube, so you got to figure he is proud of it. The crowd is very spotty.
Oh, my gosh. You're not going to believe this. We actually watched a Joel Gilbert video the other day. He's the one that put out the Danny Williams video we watched. Clinton's
what?
Head.
What?
God, he's got his fingers in everything.
This guy is such a scumbag weasel.
What do you mean? That he's trying to help Danny find his dad.
You know, I just saw something where he's playing. It looks like a House of Blues or somewhere with tables, like it's a bar, restaurant, and tables are empty.
Oh, my God. You're right.
Empty tables. Oh. It is a Hard Rock.
Yeah. Wow.
Isn't that unfortunate? Hey, bring up the audio, Jay. Along the watchtower.
This is some the House of Blues slow night.
This has got to be a Monday night, the House of Blues. I cannot believe that this guy gets gigs doing this shit.
Oh, there's some people at that one.
Yep.
Still a lot of space there.
Oh, how embarrassing.
Is there a little bit of irony in that he does this Bob Dylan tribute band, yet he has all these conspiracy theories about Obama and Hillary and
Paul McCartney dying?
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting.
Huh.
Here, you want to hear a radio interview with him?
Oh, my God.
I'm not even going to tell you what radio show it is, because you'll just get a laugh when you hear it.
In for a penny, in for a pound.
Alex Jones!
To overthrow
no way.
Common sense.
Mark, is he an Alex Jones?
Of course, multiple, multiple times.
The free market and Veritas, Joel Gilbert, who made Dreams of My Real Father, that we still
How
sell,
does he talk that,
that was a bestseller.
It's just his natural voice, Judy.
Well, his new film had its theater run.
Just like Todd Corson.
Oh, because he does conspiracy stuff. Yeah, no, okay, so he's not talking about Dylan.
Starting here in a few days, we have the DVD in. It is There's No Place Like Utopia, a Joel Gilbert film. Why did Dorothy follow the yellow brick road? Filmmaker Joel Gilbert journeys across America to find out what's at the
this
end
is
of the
quite the lead in for an interview, Alex.
Utopia or something far
worse. He's over introducing it. He's giving the whole thing away.
Chicago South Side, and from Denver's illegal immigration invasion to Newark's urban removal.
Why is Bob Dylan doing all these movies?
Back the curtain.
I mean, this guy looks just like him.
Progressives on his quest.
He's fat, though. Isn't he too fat to be playing Dylan at a young age? Dylan was thin as hell. Dylan was tiny.
Yeah, he still is.
Yeah, he is. You're right. He's never been heavy.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is like a. It took him 3 minutes to introduce him.
About the film, for the folks that don't
it's
know.
A very and then fat I voice, the by the way.
Response.
Alex Jones, what are you talking about?
This is the worst introduction I've ever heard in my life.
Ginger man cookies, and they've got to be general.
He's still introducing him, isn't he?
Uh oh. Am I on it too? Breaking news: Tom Mazzoli has replied to a text. I just saw it says at my daughter's championship game.
Yeah.
Should we take a break and call Tom?
Well, I want to know what about this bar gig is what I want to know.
I know. Well, there's so many things to know to find out.
The countdown.
The countdown, yeah. Why we were never invited to this gig.
Well, that's interesting. He wanted it all to himself?
Oh,
oh. Oh, it's Maz.
Oh, I guess we don't have
it's
to
Maz.
Call him.
It's Maz.
He's just going to call us.
Yep.
Let's tell him we're really busy right now. Don't
touch.
Hello?
Take it down.
Maz.
Hello?
Maz, what's going on?
You're suspended.
Hey, Bruce.
You're suspended.
Hey, Mark.
You're on probation now.
Why?
You didn't answer your phone.
Why? I didn't hear it ring.
You always have your phone on you. I've never seen you without your phone.
It's true, Maz.
I was at a championship volleyball game.
Who's winning?
We won. St. Joan won.
All right.
Your cell phone blows.
Hey, girl, Drew's on the phone.
Who's Drew? Tom?
All Maz?
Right. They're the CYL champ.
Maz?
All right, that's great.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's did you have a bar gig early this week?
Did I have a what?
A bar gig? A gig at a bar?
Did I have a gig at a bar?
Yeah, didn't you make an appearance?
Yesterday?
No.
Oh, yesterday.
Last night? You didn't mingle with anybody?
Oh, yes, the Tom Mazzoway meet and mingle.
What, did you forget? You couldn't. You just remembered it? It was only yesterday.
I completely forgot about it.
What was the occasion? It's weird. I mean, are you working for a station we don't know about?
No, I just did my own.
Damn it.
I missed all the things, you know. I missed all the remotes and everything, so I figured I did my own remote without being on a radio station.
How did you pull that off?
Oh.
Didn't the bar say, well, how are you going to promote this, Tom?
I promoted it on Facebook and shaking people's hands.
How many people showed up?
We had about 40 people.
That's not
bullshit.
Bad.
Wait for
no, I think if I would have been able to come on the podcast and maybe promote it a little
well,
bit.
You were offered three times this week, Monday and Tuesday.
I know.
Turned it down.
I know. I'm sorry I missed it.
What
Trust
are you so
me,
busy I... doing, sitting in your chair for 5 hours?
Crap.
Was I not supposed to tell that story?
I missed you guys this week. I truly had something to do every day this week.
Bullshit.
Well, how are you ever going to get a job if you're this busy?
I know. I still need a job desperately.
I don't get it, though.
So I think I'm more desperate.
Loads I can do and dishwashing empty I could do. I'm at the end.
Aw.
You're at the end? What does that mean?
I'm at the end of washing clothes. Emptying the dishwasher.
Oh, you've had enough. It was night.
Taking the kids to school, packing lunches.
Sitting in your chair.
It was kind of cool for a while. Hokies just missed a short field goal. Assholes.
I know. The 3.5 months is feeling like 3.5 years.
Well, they made it. It feels like 3.5 months feels like 3.5 years?
Yes. That's what it
does.
Feels like.
It has
the kids.
Forever.
The kids must like having you around.
The kids like it, but they know I want to be out there.
Hey, that reminds me. Do you guys know what yesterday was?
I know. I wish Drew a happy anniversary.
Oh, the anniversary of my departure. That's right.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Wow, 1 year.
Technically, it should have been the day before that Sunday.
That's right. That was a long year. It feels like a long year.
See?
It feels like I've been out 5 years.
I wrote a snarky comment under someone put up the 1 year thing. One of the Drew and Mike podcast lovers. And I wrote underneath, yeah, that was... quite a move the station made.
Yeah, it didn't work out too well. Let's see, it was the Matt Derry Drew Sharp show.
Yes.
The Sit and Go.
Which led to the, what was the show after that?
It was Jake. Hunter and Shore. Oh, Hunter and Shore first. I forgot.
Hunter and Shore.
That.
Hunter and Shore.
Right, Lindsay Hunter and Dave Shore.
That was your favorite show, right, Tom?
Trudy
My
made a funny.
Girl I'm talking to right now.
Oh, you're adorable.
Trudy made a funny face when the Hunter and Shore show was mentioned for something.
Oh, that was Trudy's favorite show. That's right.
It was just so short lived. I mean,
it was very.
Hey,
it was very
brief.
Hey, Tom.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah, I miss you. I haven't seen you in a really long time.
I know. You miss my hugs. I know.
I do.
What? Wait, how well do you guys know each other? Just from being in the building?
Just the building.
Yeah.
Oh. That's funny because I was thinking, man, what if Trudy and Maz cross paths?
Yeah. Just... one of the Maz and Mingle events.
You're a very lovable person. I can see why there's a Maz and Mingle thing.
Yep, I'm going to do another one, so you guys will be invited.
Tom, wait, this is you're starting like a it's like a world bar tour, but you don't have a radio station. That's the amazing thing.
How much is your appearance fee?
My appearance fee is free.
What?
So basically, Tom, you're telling people on Facebook that, hey, I'm going to a bar tonight. Anybody want to come?
Exactly. Oh, okay. I'll buy you pizza and soda and salad.
But you market it as a big event. That's actually kind of smart.
It is.
Thank you. But I get a VIP ticket.
Now, are you on like a PA system announcing events that are going on during the Maz and Mingle event?
You should be.
I got on the mic a few times, yeah.
What were you announcing? That it was the Welcome to Maz and Mingle?
I was saying hi, and I had people. We had had three gift baskets to give away. Oh, yes. We did it all
wait,
up. Yeah.
Hey, wait, what?
Where's your prize? Where do you get the prize closet?
I put it together.
What was in the basket?
Wait a sec, Tom. I feel like this event is costing you more
this
than
is blowing
it's
my mind.
It was all the junk from my office. I made
the the stuff you used to make us take because you didn't want to throw it away.
One basket was really a box of old newspapers.
What's that? On?
Wait, what'd you say, Maz?
I said, what hat do you have on? You probably have one of my hats on.
Oh, no, not right now, but I do have some of your hats. I still have some of your hats.
Ever.
Okay.
And I wore my Met shirt the other day.
Oh, good. The Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, very cool.
Right.
I got some comments on it.
Tom, you had a paying gig on Sunday, right?
I did. I was at the marathon, and I was starter. I announced the start of the marathon.
Oh, cool.
Really, really fun.
How'd it go? Was it high-pressured?
Unbelievable. It wasn't high pressure. It was so much fun.
So
everybody there was
no problem.
So went without a hitch.
Went without a hitch. It was amazing. I never saw that many people here in Detroit. That's one thing.
Cool.
That's weird because, like, I remember, it's not the same thing, but Dick Clark once was doing a countdown on New Year's Eve, and he was leaving numbers out. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah, I remember him. Remember him well.
Yeah. That didn't happen to you, though, did it?
No. I think I did a pretty good job. I would have people laughing. I was saying, I couldn't have picked a more sedentary person to send all these marathons out on their run.
Wait, did you really do a countdown?
Yes.
Oh, and that went smooth? No problems?
I thought so. Why, you got something on tape that I don't know about?
How'd it go from the number 5 to 0, how'd it go?
Oh, you heard that. Oh,
I was trying to ignore it like we wouldn't know.
Did you get a 5, 3, 2, 1 with one of them?
Yes, yeah, 5, 3, 2, 1. Yeah, you missed the number 4.
That was only my second one. I had to send, let's see, what letter is N in the alphabet?
N?
Yeah.
What letter is...
Yeah, what number letter is N?
14.
Okay, so I had to send 14 packs of runners out. I think that was my second pack of runners I sent out. I think it was the B team.
Wait, but that's not something you should ever get wrong, even if you do it 5,000 times.
Well, you know what? I had to skip it because the clock got ahead of me. I looked right at the clock, and I went, all right.
But aren't you looking at the clock? It's like reading a teleprompter.
Yeah, Mark. I was looking everywhere. Give me a break. Go ahead, play it. I'm waiting.
You skipped it on purpose?
I skipped it on purpose. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
You couldn't do like 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I could have, but the lady behind me was like, sorry, the clock's going. So I sped it up.
Oh,
and after
so turf
that, I was rock solid.
I wouldn't have even known about it, but somebody sent it to us.
Isn't that great?
It's pretty amazing.
You can't F up anywhere.
No, you can't. You're right.
So, all right, let me hear it.
He's going to do the NASA countdown next.
Yeah, right.
Let me hear my Dick Clark invitation. Go ahead.
Do we have the Maz countdown?
I'm looking for it.
I got to see Jay there. Jay got me a medal.
Yeah,
we all got medals. We're very proud of ourselves.
We all participated in the marathon. That was nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, the Hokies. Of course, they block in the back on the fucking return. Every fucking time.
Who are they playing
tonight? Miami.
It's a huge game. I mean, it's not as big as the St. Jones Championship game.
I pay attention to Thursday night NFL.
Who's playing tonight?
Tonight's the Pack and the Bears.
Yep, I just want
What about the Cubs? Cubs are on tonight.
And the Cubs and the Dodgers. Looking forward to that.
Okay, here's the countdown, Maz.
I'll see you.
There's Eminem. Yeah, I think you move it up, Jay. It's pretty far in there.
Yeah, you can go for it about 20 more seconds.
Oh, my God.
I love the way you guys lead me up to my desk. You sure you didn't do anything wrong, man? You sure?
You wouldn't admit it. Here we go.
It was just a little bit conspicuous with that number four missing. Just a little bit.
That's why
Harbaugh would be pissed at you.
I got a text today from someone that said, "Maz, you have to learn to love the number four." I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. Now I do. That is classic.
Ugh. So, Maz, when's the next bar?
To that Twitter follower.
When is the bar gig so we can show up at your appearance, support your appearance?
It's going to have to wait a while. I'm going to do what my bowling league starts in a couple of weeks. We got to promote that.
Plug in.
Wednesday night bowling with me.
And how can we sign up if we wanted to sign up, Tom?
Joey's going to sign up. Joey's on the team.
That wasn't my question.
What?
Are you still need more teams?
I was leading you into a plug, and I was asking, how can we sign up?
Oh, they can do it. They can reach out to me on Twitter or Facebook. They can give me a call.
You can meet them at a Maz and Mingle.
It's the Maz and Mingle. It's the Ball Busters League on Wednesday night, starting November 2nd, 7 o'clock. Come on down to Harbor Lane in the Shores.
What time do you get out of there on Wednesday night? You start at 7?
9:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of gambling?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what kind of folks we get. I'm sure we could have some.
Yeah, I think there will be. Cool, Maz. Okay, just want to check in.
All right, buddy.
Thanks for calling. I'm sorry I missed the calls before.
No problem. We'll see you next week here, hopefully.
Oh, you didn't have to apologize.
So, don't forget about me. Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
Happy almost birthday.
Yeah.
Thanks, Maz.
All right, buddy.
See you.
Bye, Maz.
Bye, Mark.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
See you, goodbye to Joey.
Bye.
Bye, Joey. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Oh, Maz loves birthdays. What is the thing with birthdays? Jesus.
He celebrates half birthdays.
I know. The family celebrates half birthdays, right?
Yeah.
Some of the kids. Mm-hmm. Wow. He is so normal. I mean,
half birthdays.
Yeah.
God, birthday's enough pressure.
I know.
It's insane.
He just loves them that much.
Loves birthdays. Oh. All right, I got the tech game on. The Cubs are on. We've got to terminate this podcast. I think we've had a wonderful show. I think we've done more than enough.
Okay.
And Trudy, tomorrow, 6 to 10, WCSX 94.7, every Monday through Friday. In fact, are you having the Carrera Brothers on tomorrow?
Yeah, should be.
The guys that were at the McCartney bar gig?
Yeah.
The two guys that we had on?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I passed them on to Trudy, and she's fired up.
Yeah, they're it was really cool. I only got to talk to Jaime, but...
Oh, no, I thought they were so funny.
This is bro is at work, but yeah.
You should probably just have one of them on.
They were cool. No.
Yeah, I know. We probably didn't need both of them, but they both were so fired up, I think, to be on. So, yeah. So that and what else, Trudy? Is Lorenzo Lamas on tomorrow, too? Go, Rogers. Go! Go! Don't fumble. Don't fumble. No flags.
I told you they're going to win. They're going to cover.
Is Lorenzo on tomorrow?
So a little bit of Lorenzo here and there. Oh, we also had Morgan Spurlock, so maybe we'll tease him.
Morgan Spurlock, too?
It's a documentary about rats that's unnerving as hell.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You don't want to see.
No, you're right. I don't. But he's cool.
Yeah, he is pretty cool. Yeah. I love all his documentaries.
I know. No, he's done. I mean, they're all really good. Yeah, I've seen really three of them, I think.
Yeah. The Osama bin Laden thing was really good.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of danger going there, so yeah, he's pretty good. So there's lots of stuff. We got all kinds of
action-packed.
Cool.
Show tomorrow.
All right, Trudy and Jim tomorrow, and every Monday through Friday, and we'll catch you with Charlie LaDuff tomorrow. So who knows what will be going on here. The house should be tweeting up a storm in the afternoon, so heads up. Have a good one, everybody. We'll see ya.
See ya.